Yo, give it up for Aaron Smith, y'all. My boy. Coming to Oregon.
Thanks, Alex. Thank you. Such a great introduction. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much. You always put on a great show, Alex, and one I never miss. NCIA, like Alex said, represents cannabis businesses across the country. At now nearly 1,000 members. We have a strong membership base in about every market, in every state market across the country. And what that means is that we're able to use a force multiplying effect to make real positive change in Washington, D.C. The most important benefit that our members get is that their membership dues are being used to employ two full-time staff lobbyists that work out of our D.C. headquarters office, as well as two prominent lobbying firms, one on the Republican, one on the Democratic side. And just like any other industry is represented in the halls of Congress, literally there are hundreds of trade associations and thousands upon thousands of lobbyists. Because the great growth of this industry has allowed, and the participation of the businesses in NCIA has allowed you and your business to have a seat at the table. And that means that we're working to change the federal laws that impact everyone in this room, whether directly through the fact that, of course, marijuana is still considered a Schedule I controlled substance at the federal level, the fact that cannabis businesses can't take ordinary business deductions, which really is hampering the growth and the full potential of the industry, to the dangerous banking regulations that make it nearly impossible to operate like a regular business because of having to jump from bank to bank or work as a cash-only operation. And also the myriad of problems you guys face here at the state and local level, many of those are an indirect result of the fact that marijuana is still federally illegal and there's a conflict with federal law. So because we are the group that works really on the industry side of things, we've reframed the debate around cannabis so that it's no longer about some kind of social issue that is a kind of a culture war issue that that some of the old-timers in Congress still see it as. It's a business issue. In fact, we're turning it into a really plain, boring, simple business issue. Issues like tax fairness, access to financial services, and these sorts of things. And what that has done has made it so that now members of Congress and their staffs are taking the industry more seriously than ever before. We might not like the fact that this is the situation in our country, but it is the situation in our country, and it's that money talks. And when we can show the economic strength of our industry, the jobs that we create, the tax revenue that we generate, and the way that we can stimulate the economy, people start taking notice. Some of the things there's two primary kind of short-term issues that NCIA is working on that I've already mentioned. One is fixing Section 280E of the tax code so that it no longer applies to state legal marijuana businesses. This is a little known, thank you, not little known in this room, but a kind of arcane little known provision of the tax code that was intended to apply to illegal drug traffickers that is now being almost exclusively lodged at state legal businesses, because after all, we're the only ones usually actually trying to pay our taxes and filing with the IRS. Secondly, we're working to fix the banking regulations so that banks can have safe harbor in knowing that when they do business with our industry, they won't face sanctions from the federal government. And then, of course, the longer-term goal is to deschedule marijuana, not reschedule marijuana, but remove marijuana from the list of controlled substances altogether and allow states like Oregon and Colorado and Washington and Alaska and soon California and a myriad of other states that will be moving forward with regulations and allow those states to be the laboratories of democracy, create their own policies that are more appropriate for their communities. Right now, a lot of our problems are kind of problems with Congress and the just absolute dysfunction of our Congress right now, more so than they are problems with cannabis and its being a hot button third rail political issue. We have bipartisan legislation, banking in particular, in both chambers of Congress that has a majority support, actually, in the House and the Senate when we do vote count to fix the banking problem. But, you know, it's not, the bill is not getting out to the floor for a vote, not getting into committee for a hearing. And that's because Congress is deadlocked and not doing anything. But we do have some opportunities to seek reforms through the budgeting process. Through the appropriations process, we're able to limit the way, or limit what the federal government can do with your tax dollars in such a way that kind of achieves the goals that we're looking to achieve through the standalone legislation that we're still supporting and which I will think will pass, but not this year. In Congress right now, they're in budget negotiations. We do not know if they will actually be able to succeed at coming up with a budget that the Democrats and Republicans will agree on. But if they do, which the Speaker Ryan, of course, says they will publicly, but we'll see, there will be a lot of opportunities to get appropriations amendments, which I think will pass this year in Congress. One is the Hinchey-Rohrabacher Amendment, which has already passed into the federal budget twice, that limits the ability of the Department of Justice from raiding, otherwise sanctioning, prosecuting patients and providers of medical cannabis where it's legal. An amendment, an appropriations amendment mirroring the Rohrabacher Amendment was passed out of the Senate Appropriations Committee last week. If we get regular order with the budgeting process, it'll be on the floor of the House and almost undoubtedly will pass again because we've seen this now pass for 2 years running after working on it as a movement, not just NCIA, for 10 years. Another really exciting appropriations amendment that I think will pass if we can actually get it to a vote is a banking amendment that would do essentially the same thing that the Rohrabacher FAR does, but it keeps Department of Treasury from being able to use tax dollars to sanction banks who are working with businesses that are in compliance with their state laws and in compliance with the DOJ and Treasury guidelines that were issued. This has passed the House floor vote 2 years ago. It's passed the Senate Appropriations Committee last year. Both years, they never made it to the other side, to the other chamber, because of, again, the issues with Congress and not being able to work together, but that was not a cannabis issue, again. If we get regular order, I have no doubt that we will see that banking amendment pass this year. And another one that's even, in some ways, even more exciting is the McClintock-Polis Amendment, which does the same thing that the Rohrabacher-FAR Amendment does, except expands it to all adult use and medical marijuana businesses operating in state under state law. We are only six votes away in a very, very conservative Republican House of Representatives from passing that, essentially ending your tax dollars from ever being used to undermine your state's marijuana laws. And we're working really hard with key members of Congress on the target list that we think that we can flip. Again, we only need to flip six in order to get that into the federal budget this year. And I'm really hopeful that at the very least, we might be able to see passage of that on the House side. And then also, again, on the descheduling issue, you may have seen a few weeks ago, the DEA announced that they are looking to respond to a very old rescheduling petition, and they're going to be saying something in the next 6 months or before the end of the Q2. We are very concerned that the DEA could decide to, well, let's go for Schedule 2, which would actually have zero benefit to anybody in the cottage industry that has developed around cannabis, and are sending the message through our champions in Congress, like Congressman Blumenauer, here in Oregon, that is not appropriate, and that marijuana needs to be descheduled, and that rescheduling would not to two would actually make things worse, and that if rescheduling is inevitability, then it should be three, four, or lower, because it just simply makes no sense to put marijuana in the category next to a drug like cocaine, when we know the disparity in the health consequences is so dramatic. We'll be following that and keeping our members up to date as this develops. There's also a good chance that the DEA will do what they've always done, which is just punt it back to Congress, essentially doing nothing, which will keep us the status quo where we're at. And ultimately, that might be the better decision now. I also want to, before ending, really encourage all of you, of course, if you're not members of NCIA, to become a member, because that's how this work is getting done. Our members are funding all of it. And also, most importantly, to attend our 6th annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days in Washington, D.C., coming up May 12th and 13th. We expect to have nearly 150 cannabis industry leaders descend upon the nation's capital to work the halls of Congress and talk about these issues from a personal perspective. You know, it's one thing for our lobbyists to be in there every day talking about this, but they need to hear from you guys and see what the cannabis industry looks like and hear your personal stories. We make it very, very easy for you. We provide training, talking points, load you up with materials to disseminate in the meetings, and then schedule your meetings for 2 days in teams across the Hill. So I really hope that you will join us for Lobby Days. It's May 12th and 13th, and you can find out more about that on our website, thecannabisindustry.org, or come out and talk to us at our booth. And with your participation in the industry, which is part of the bigger movement, but you're here, if you're here as and consider yourself a business person, you're part of a movement. And join that movement and really help join the force multiplication effect that happens when we band together. Because I know that no single one of you in here, I think, probably can fund the lobbying effort that's needed to push us over the finish line, but all of us together can. And I know that we will once we'll reach that day where cannabis businesses are treated equally and fairly, just like any other business in this country, and nobody, again, will ever have to worry about going to jail for using a plant safer than alcohol. So thank you all so very much.